Post-game coverage on KNIA, continuing high school football coverage, joined by Indianola head football coach Eric Kluver. Indianola falls to Valley 24-0. Coach, I know, again, can't say you didn't have some opportunities to make this one a much closer game, and the final score doesn't necessarily tell the whole story of the game. Indianola getting worn down by the end, and that's what happens when you can't finish off a lot of drives.
Yeah, I thought our guys fought really hard. We just, you know, our execution at times was, you know, whether it was a snap on the ground, you know, you move the ball. We ran the ball really well tonight against the Valley defense. Give credit to our guys up front, Dax Heimbaugh. But then we would, you know, it'd be second and 15 because we have a bad snap, and now you're behind the chains, and that's just not how our offense is going to operate. We've got to stay on schedule. So that hurt us at times, and, you know, we had multiple opportunities during the game. You know, I think we drop a ball down here that could potentially tie the game out in the third quarter there. So, you know, things here and there. Blown coverage has basically given them 7 free points. You know, no one guarding a Division I type athlete. So there's some things there that we got to clean up, but I was really proud of our guys. I thought our guys played really hard and competed hard, and that's all that we asked of them. So it's about us moving forward. We got to continue to improve. We got to get healthy and then play much better football down the stretch.
Again, I know it's not easy to pull a lot of positives, but the defense, again, just played so well, gave really Indianola a shot in this game. Again, the short fields and the lack of, you know, being out there for so long periods of time, I think, again, wore them down. But this defense is one of the best in the state right now.
Yeah, well, we played well, and we did. We gave our offense many opportunities, and we need more and more of that. I thought, you know, they came up with some big plays, created a turnover, we got a pick, you know, things like that. So that's great to see. And, you know, there were times in that game where, you know, they found a backup in the game and run a slant, and that's a touchdown. So credit to those guys. But proud of our guys. Okay, looking forward to next week and coming back home and getting a win.
This offensive line that's kind of been pieced together and patched together with guys getting injured and coming back and not playing the same position, they're still creating some pretty big holes for Dax to run through. And that just has to, as a coach, knowing that a lot of guys probably playing out of position right now is still having a ton of success.
Extremely pleased with how those guys played up front, the running lanes that they made for Dax. So I'm excited to go home and watch the film and really break that down. But give credit to those guys, because there's a lot of moving parts going on, you know, and hopefully we can get some guys back and get healthy and see what we can do in the next week and the last 4 weeks of the season.
I know you'll have to go back and look at the film, but it just feels like the chemistry is a little off, and sometimes that happens when you haven't played with each other on the field for minutes out there. But between Bo behind the offensive line and the wide receivers, they're just not on the same page right now.
Yeah, got work to do, and that's you know, that's just trying to get, you know, comfortable and build that chemistry still. And thought the guys played hard and did a good job for us tonight.
I know some coaches, it's not always their favorite week, but homecoming week coming up this next week, and I know you want to celebrate it the right way and let the guys go have some fun, but obviously it's about getting ready for next Friday night, right?
Yeah, we've dropped our last two football games, and so we need to get back in that win column, and it's all about how we're going to approach this. You know, are we going to overlook a team that, you know, a Des Moines Lincoln team, or are we going to come out and practice and improve and put our best product on the field and which we're capable of doing? And that's what I said to the guys. I did, you know, you guys got to make that choice. What's important to you, and how are we going to approach this week?
Final thoughts on the 24-0 loss to Valley here, sticking with the Tigers pretty much throughout the entire contest. I thought Gabby King had a stellar game on the defensive side of things, and of course Dax Heimbaugh showed up big in a big way on the offensive side.
Yeah, there's bright spots everywhere, and when I think of this game, I think of really tough kids that are playing both ways, that those Valley kids, you know, don't have to go both ways. But I'm thinking of, you know, a Thomas Fargo and a Peyton Wilbur, guys like that just it took a ton of snaps tonight, and they're just dead tired, and they just keep fighting for their team and the name on their jersey. So I'm really proud of guys like that.
Thank you very much, Head Coach Eric Kluver. Wrap things up after this on 94.3 KNIA, Indianola Falls to Valley 24-0.